Hey babe, welcome home. Oh, you look a bit surprised. Well, to be fair, no, I doubt you expected to walk in and find your sister sucking your boyfriend's cock, no. But you only have yourself to blame. Fuck, she's good at this. So much better than you could ever be. It's a shame, really. How about you sit down and stop fucking crying? I'll explain exactly what's going on. You see. Fucking hell, yes. Fucking sucky little whore. Your little sister's a great cocksucker. Like, seriously. I started that a couple of months ago. Remember the house party we had? And everyone else had fallen asleep, me and you went to bed and started to have a bit of fun. Well, your sister wasn't asleep. And she heard that pathetic excuse for a fuck you tried to give me. So, after you passed out, she snuck into our bedroom. Very carefully moved the covers and started sucking me off. Because although you came loudly, may I add, she knew that there was no way I would have got off on that. That was pathetic. 30-second ride and you're done? What the fuck is this? And women say guys are like that. That's fucking, that's whatever. Well, anyway. So, after you had rolled over and passed out, she came in, pulled back the covers, and, started licking her way up my shaft before spending a good amount of time showing me just how good she is at deep throwing. All the while you just slept. Now, let's just say, it took a while. Like, a long while. A good hour. She didn't once complain that her jaw was sore. She didn't stop. She didn't moan that she wasn't getting any attention. She was doing it just for me. So, after I came down her throat, and she gladly swallowed every drop. She kept sucking me till I was hard again. And then pushed my throbbing hard cock in your still soaking wet cunt. You really shouldn't lie with your back to me. To get it nice and wet before climbing carefully on the bed. And impaling herself. You were lying there, sleeping, while your sister bounced on my cock. We were like that for a while. I'm really surprised that you didn't wake up. But at that point, I didn't care. So, I got off the bed. I lay her down beside you. I climbed on. And I fucked her within an inch of her fucking life. All the while, you snored right beside her. Oh, fuck. So, after that, she has been coming around a lot more frequently. To make sure that fucking hell. Mouth like a fucking vacuum cleaner. Where was I? Oh, yeah. She's been coming around to make sure that I'm well taken care of, shall we say. Now, are you really touching yourself? I have your little 19-year-old sister on her knees, sucking me off in front of you, no less. I mean, like, you can see everything, and you're getting wet. Fucking hell, man. Deeper. Well, you may as well fucking touch yourself. I think it's clear you're not getting anywhere near my dick again. Why would I have you when I can have her? And she is so much better. The way her tongue goes up and down the shaft, swirls around the head before she takes me deep into her throat. You can barely get 2 inches in, for fuck's sake. And then your jaw hurts. You don't want to do it. It's not the fucking... Funny thing is, this isn't the first time you've been in the room while she's been sucking me off. Well, not the first time you've been awake, you know. You remember that nice family dinner we had last week? With your sister and your parents. Well, let's just say she did a lot more than help me in the kitchen. Fuck, keep sucking me, you little whore. That's it. Come on. Make me come in front of your sister. Yeah, while I was cooking, she was on her knees, having a different type of mate. She was actually under the breakfast bar when I was talking to you. Gently stroking my cock while sucking on my balls, inches away from the rest of the family. And you had no idea. Fuck. Gone. That's it, babe. Touch yourself. Get off on your sister. Blowing your boyfriend. Come on. Let her see. Spread your fucking legs and let her see how fucking wet you are. I mean, it's why you wear those short skirts to work, isn't it? See, if you weren't such a frigid bitch, I'd probably think you were cheating on me. Come on, that's a fucking... Yeah, play with your clip. Come on, play with your clip. Fuck. Watch the teeth. That, she takes instructions very well. So no. I can't believe you're getting off to this. You're getting off to your sister sucking your boyfriend's cock. Oh, what sort of dirty bitch are you? Yeah, when it comes to doing it yourself, you just... You can't, or you won't, or there's always something. I got with the wrong fucking sister, that's for sure. Oh, fucking... Come on, fucking suck me until I come down your throat. Or do I wear it for your sister? Do you want me to come all over your pretty little face so your sister can see? What do you think? Do you want to see me come on your sister's face? Do you want me to come in her throat? Do you want me to pick her up and come in her tight little cunt? Or would you rather I come in her ass? Oh yeah, no, she takes it in the ass. I was her first. But she doesn't say no to me for anything. And I fucking love dumping a load of hot cum in her ass. Oh, fuck you. Oh. Did you just come? Fuck's sake. You're pathetic. You're fucking pathetic. You're sitting there, your legs spread like a common whore, crying and getting off on another girl, sucking me up. Fuck yeah. Come on, that's it, baby. I'm getting close. Show your sister what a good slut you are. Fucking hell. Oh. Come on, baby, that's it. Fucking make me come. Oh, make me come. Oh, fucking. Oh, shit. Oh, come on, that's it. Make me come in front of your sister. Show her how it should be done. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come. You were supposed to take it in the face, not swallow it all. Good girl. As for you, happy Valentine's Day, babe. Now pack your shit, get the fuck out of my house.